Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Candice, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out your busy schedule just to hang out with us. We know you have other options that you could be doing, and we really appreciate your support here at Good Deeds. You know what our mission and purpose is, but just as we have some new people here, I just want to let you know our mission, our purpose in life is to support and promote other people's, their dreams, their visions. We want to make sure your passion and purpose gets out to the world. And we do that several ways. We do that through radio, television, through telesummits, webinars, and we also do it through live events, event production, red carpets, whatever needs to take place to build a platform for your message. So your message can inspire, motivate, and educate others that they can make a wise decision. You know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I am the platform builder. We are excited to be here. Let me just talk to you just briefly about three things you do when you're in a difficult situation, okay? Now, number one, let's talk about what is a difficult situation. We know what that is. That could be that your car broke down, that your car was taken away. Your house was, you had to get out your house. You lost your job. You lost a loved one. I mean, even your pet has been lost. Anything that actually makes you emotional, negatively is a difficult situation. I mean, you can always get, you also get overwhelmed and don't respond the right way. The first thing we need to acknowledge that we're in a difficult situation, because a lot of times we're not aware of that. We are in a difficult situation. Our blood pressure is high. We're stressed. Things are happening to our body. This is a difficult situation. Number two, we need to write it down and get a plan of action how we're going to move forward. I mean, a lot of times we have things in our mind, but we need to write it down and say, I acknowledge I'm in a difficult situation. We need to write it down, have a plan, and you know what the last thing is. We need to believe in ourselves. We need to trust, and we need to walk it out. That's what we need to do. But let me tell you, a lot of times, all of us have been here. We may have a difficult situation and don't know how to, one, acknowledge it. We may not know, two, how to write a plan down or even think about a good plan. And we may have for sure trouble with number three. All of us have had situations in our mind that make us depressed, that we're manic, that we have concerns with our mental health. We know this world has a lot of ups and downs, and we have to have help when it comes to our mental health, okay? And it's okay to get help. That's the one thing we need to bring awareness that this is not a stigma we need to have on a diagnosis of anything in mental health, because all of us have had some type of depression, some anxiety, some kind of emotion that makes us not feel good. Okay, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We have an awesome, awesome young lady that can really, truly be transparent, and she can actually tell you her testimony of the things that she's been through in regards of mental health herself, and of course, how it affects everything, of course. It affects your family, it affects, your surroundings, it affects your work. Yes, it does. We are the center of somebody's life, our family. And with something's going on with us, it affects everybody around us. And we are not going to delay, because I really want her to come chime in, because we really want to get this information. We want to have awareness. We want to, of course, continue to motivate and inspire others that's in this situation. And, of course, we need to make sure we get them support, get them resources that they can actually move forward, okay? And we're not going to delay. We have Ms. Linda Baron Kent. She is an awesome young lady. We had an awesome time in the green room. And we want to welcome Linda to Good Deeds.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we thank you. Oh, it's amazing. And, first of all, off the top, I want to say, Linda, we thank you. And I've said this in the green room, but I want to say it live on the air, that we thank you for being so transparent that you want us to be aware of what mental health is, and we want to know how the things you've learned, the things that you learned in the situations that you've been in, that we can help other people. So we do thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, we're going to chime in. Go ahead.
Well, it's been a very difficult life for me, but I reached recovery, and I'm very proud that I am a working, married young woman right now. I was 24 when I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And bipolar disorder is a mental illness that is characterized by mania and depression. And I had a few manic episodes, one basically on a man that I used to like in college, and used to hear his voice all the time in my head, and did shopping sprees, had racing thoughts, you name it, all the manic stuff, psychosis. I had a lot of life challenges growing up as a result of my mental illness. I found it difficult getting a job in the business world. It was a very cutthroat environment, and it did not suit well with me. And so that also added to my manic depression. And also, I was not alone with my mental illness. My mother had mental illness before I did. So her mental illness had a major impact on me. And as soon as I realized I needed to be serious with my life, I started going to organizations that would help people with mental illness who had similar problems like me. So one of the organizations was NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And I sooner or later wrote articles for New York City Voices, a consumer journal for mental health advocacy. And I had life challenges. I had to deal with the death of my parents, both of them. Had to deal with infertility issues and the loss of a pregnancy, and also the loss of jobs that I've had. But finally, I realized that I had to go where I'm needed, and where I was needed was in the mental health field. So I became a peer advocate, peer specialist, and worked in the mental health field for quite some time, which is what I am doing now. I am helping senior citizens who have mental illness. I help them reach their goals and help them recover the best way possible. And as you know, I wrote my book to inspire people, to help those who need hope, and to inspire them that recovery with mental illness is possible.
Well, yes, that's amazing. I want to step back for a minute, and so we'll make sure we're understanding, because with so much that's been going on in the world, when, you know, then they say people are bipolar, people have depression, people that have, we'll say mental health, then we'll say mental illness. What is the definition of mental illness?
Mental illness is defined by a chemical imbalance in the brain. It's like if you have a million screws that are loose and they're all mixed up and jumbled. And you need to find a way to control those loosened screws. So you have to tighten it, you have to control it. And the way we do that with mental illness is with medication as well as therapy. And without both of them, it's very hard to succeed in life, to get well, to recover. Because the medication controls your symptoms, whereas the therapy helps you manage your illness and helps you deal with day-to-day life problems. And that's basically the definition of mental illness. And mental illness is caused by a variety of factors, hereditary, biological, psychological, a trauma can happen, a loss, and environmental, the environment you live in or work in could have an effect on you. So any of these could trigger depression or a bipolar, or some may get schizophrenia. Depending on the mental illness, it can be triggered by these four life factors. And that's what basically mental illness is.
That's a powerful, because I'm going to date myself a little bit, Linda. When I was going, you know, through training, as I said earlier, I'm an anesthesiologist. We do have to take, I think it was almost a whole year almost on mental health. And back then, they were really pushing medication and not so much therapy. And I'm so glad now that we have come to the point that we know it has to be a balance, that we have to have both. And you said it so wonderfully, what you said, that, like you said, and that's with all medications. Yeah, I said it being a doctor. You know, all medicines we have control the symptoms, but you always have to take care of that, you know, the part of what I'm going to do from day to day. So you said that, you were really on that, Linda, when you said that. And I'm so glad that the medical community have embraced doing a balance, because every person kind of need a different, you know, regimen. Back then also, every patient was started on the same kind of medicine back in the day. And I'm so glad now that we actually look at the history, the environment, how they got the diagnosis, and then they changed the medicine up. And it's actually also a difference in race. Certain medicine does better in different race groups. And actually, in regards of male, female as well, and age groups, like you referred to earlier, seniors need different kind of medicine, the lesser doses, et cetera. So I'm so glad the community, the medical community, and just the patients were telling us feedback on what's going on, that we actually is getting a better, that you can live from day to day and do accomplish wonderful things like you're doing. You speak, you have your awesome book, you actually advocate for people, and you really help people to have enjoy life, that they can really say, hey, this is my purpose in life. So I commend the world that we've kind of have moved from back these old time ways of doing things. You agree with that, Linda?
Oh, yes, very much. In the olden days, it was just about medication, just all about the illness. No one wants to hear about the illness all the time. The important thing nowadays is to concentrate on recovery and wellness. That is the most important thing we need to hear nowadays. Because if we just focus everything on the medical model, instead of the strength-based model, or the, as one of the things we call it, the person-first-centered model. That's where we treat the person first. And the person comes first. So their goals, their dreams, their futures, their identity, they come first. And then the illness is just one step of that person. And it doesn't define the person as a whole, the illness. The person who has the illness is defined by a whole. So that's my theory.
No, I really you're on it, because yes, you got the person. We are, it's somebody in this cage, if you will, this body. We are not trapped in here. We are important. So yeah, I commend you for that. But Miss Linda, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a commercial break real quick, and what we wanna do, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, Linda is going to focus a little bit more on her book. And, you know, she told a little bit of why she actually have written the book. But we want to chime in a little bit more to how she want us to be, you know, educated, how the community, the world need to, you know, just engage her book. And she wants to get the awareness out. And then we also want to talk about, you know, if we have some, you know, if you're not diagnosed, how that can actually not be, you know, a good thing. You know, if we have loved ones that, you know, back in the day, I hate to say, Linda, we used to say people just was weird. That's what we used to say, especially mm-hmm. here in the South. But we need to realize that we need to, you know, be aware, you know, have the awareness, and then we can help other people get resources to be better. And so we're going to take a quick little break and let our sponsors do their thing, and we'll be back very shortly. And Linda will be here with us. And this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll be right back.
When 19-year-old James Marr receives a picture of the beautiful young blind date with whom he's been exchanging letters and phone calls, he decides to marry her someday. Less than a year later, James marries Melissa, despite glaring inconsistencies in the story she tells James about her family history. 30 years later, Melissa makes a deathbed confession, revealing the truth about her past. In this intriguing memoir, It Was Out of Love, a true love story of deception, grace, and forgiveness, James unravels the mystery surrounding Melissa's deception and discovers the true meaning of forgiveness and reconciliation. Read this story for free today at www.itwasoutoflove.com. That was www.itwasoutoflove.com.
Introducing All Nations TV, the best in gospel music, teaching, preaching, and community programming. All Nations TV is a new innovative Christian-based broadcasting company featuring Preachville, Press Play Gospel, Anointed Hands, and more. Tune in today to be inspired by visiting allnationstv.com. That's allnationstv.com.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
You guys, we're back. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We're having a real talk session, which we always do, right? And you know about mental health, the things that we need to be aware of, the thing that we need to have, you know, just education, that we can actually help someone that's in this situation. We need to, you know, we may have those concerns ourselves, and we want to have the right resources, the right support, that we actually can be, you know, feel like a whole person, that we actually can continue our purpose in life. We have the none other than Miss Linda Baron Kent. She's been really been very transparent with us, and I really appreciate that because we need to know the right things to do. But Miss Linda, talk a little bit more about your book and how we need to, you know, continue to educate the communities of the valuable information you have in your material.
Well, my book is mainly a memoir of my life challenges growing up with bipolar disorder, with mental illness, and how I dealt with those challenges in dealing with the fact of my mental illness, how I dealt with them, and some of them were pretty heavy. I had to deal with loss of jobs. I had to deal with stigma. I had to deal with the loss of my parents. My infertility was one. These were all struggles in my life, as well as finding the right kind of employment opportunity. And each of these life challenges was a test that I believe a test from God. 'Cause I have my Jewish faith, believes in God and in Torah. And without that connection, it is really, I can't begin to wonder how I made it through. And without the support from friends, family, therapists, psychiatrists, and God Himself, it's been a miraculous dream, and it's been my survival and my recovery.
That's very powerful. Very powerful, Linda. Wow. You're right. We have to, you know, have, you know, people can say they don't have a spiritual component, but you have to, with all these things going on in the world, and I commend you, you know, I'm the same way, the things I've been through in life. It's no way I could do it without God. So you're on that. And He put the right people, like you said, in your path that actually makes it a day-to-day situation that you can actually manage it. So you're on that. But let's switch a little bit. You know, the audience that, you know, our listeners, they may be dealing with an undiagnosed mood disorder, you know, a mental health concern themselves, or a significant other or a loved one. Any information that you think that they need to, I know you've told them some awesome information, but like I said earlier, they have to read your book. But you know, what about the organizations you represent? They can get resources from there as well, correct?
Yes, NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness, is a great organization for families, people, loved ones who have loved ones with mental illness. It's a great organization. They offer so many kinds of support groups. And activities like my NAMI affiliate has something called the Friendship Network. And that is for those who have a diagnosis of mental illness and who are looking, you know, to meet others, to socialize more, because with mental illness, your socialization has been limited. And And with the Friendship Network, you get a chance to meet other people who are going through similar experiences like you are. And for families who have undiagnosed people with loved ones, you know, a lot of those who are undiagnosed don't want treatment, are not ready to accept their mental illness, are in denial. So for families, it's much harder. So NAMI is a great place to go to. And they have a family-to-family course. They have peer-to-peer courses. They have so many different kinds of support groups. And these support groups are vital. I mean, a couple of times I went to these support groups, and they helped me tremendously. And they also helped fight against stigma and so forth. And for undiagnosed people who think that they won't be able to get a job, they can get a job. There are supportive mental health agencies for people with mental illness. There are supported employment programs, clubhouses, psychosocial clubs that they can be active in and gain support to whatever goal or whatever they want to achieve in life. And there's so many of these kinds of organizations, and they're willing to help out and help you reach that goal so you can establish your own way of recovery. So.
Now, Linda said something very powerful there, you guys. She said your form of recovery, because everyone, you know, like I always say, when someone's going through the grieving process, everyone grieves different. So everyone would have a different regimen, let's say, of medication, and they actually may need a different, you know, form of therapy, you know, maybe support groups. Some people may need one-on-one. Some people may do better in groups. But don't, you know, put yourself in a box. You know, nowadays, as we said earlier in the show, the way the medical community is, they tailor it to what you need. So don't be afraid if you hear voices, if you hear things, and you know, and I hate to say this, but people have done the stigmatism, you know, saying they would say when we were growing up that something was wrong with that person, that they were weird, that they were, you know, even crazy. They would say that thing, you know, kind of bullying the children. But we have to. It's hard to take that first step, and I know Linda can attest to that, but you have to, like you said, don't give up, and that you actually can get to your norm of what you need to have a better success in life. So, that's powerful.
Thank you. I just want to relate one thing, that recovery is all about living life. It does not, with mental illness, it doesn't mean the end of your life. It is the beginning. And, you know, one where you can find options and goals that you can control, that you can establish. Don't look for goals that you know that might be difficult for you to accomplish. Look for goals that are, I don't want to say easy, but content for you to accomplish.
Yes.
So whatever makes you happy. If you're happy being a home health aide instead of a nurse or a doctor, then be a home health aide. If you're happy being a teacher's assistant instead of a teacher, then be a teacher's assistant. If you're happy doing basic clerical work instead of administrative work, then do that. There's so many choices that you have in this world, so many, and so many ways that you can develop yourself.
Yes, that's powerful what you said. You're right. Do us a favor, Linda. Please give us your contact information of how we can, you know, have you come out and speak, how we can get your books and your products, and how we can support you.
Yes, you can get my book through my website at www.surviving-mental-illness.com. And you can reach me at my home number, 718-261-3772. And I'll be happy to talk with you and to learn more and see what we can accomplish together. You can also reach me through my email address, BaronKatz@gmail.com. These are the ways to reach me and to purchase my book. You can purchase it on Amazon, on BarnesandNoble.com. Just go through my website and you'll see.
Thank you.
I hope that I had given you enough information about myself, about my book, enough for you to be interested to purchase it. And it is really inspirational book. It really is vital and important that you get a copy, because without reading someone else's journey, is really hard to begin to understand what recovery from mental illness is all about.
That's true. Yes. We actually help other people from our journey and our testimony. You're right. But Linda, thank you so much for taking time out and being with us for a Good Deeds. And you know, if you need us for anything, please contact us. But we thank you for taking time out your busy schedule.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be on your show.
You're very welcome. You guys, we actually, you know, we give you, bring you information that you can be educated, motivated, and inspired, that you can make a wise decision. This is something that needs to be talked about, mental health, mental illness. You know, we need to help our brothers and sisters. And Linda said so wonderful that we need to enjoy life. We need to be happy. If we do have a mental health concern, we can be treated with medicine. We can be treated with therapy. But the whole thing is, we're treating the person, and you actually, recovery begins life. And you know, here on Good Deeds, you know, we love you. If you want to get in contact with us, you go to our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. We love you, love you, love you. And this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.